Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, why are Democrats willing to lose congressional power while trying to pass a piece of legislation? That's the question. When we go through the details and the specifics of the Build Back Better bill, get your pens out. We have the details that you need to know what's really happening in Washington, D.C. Email us directly, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our show, you can do so at charliekirk.com/support. At charliekirk.com/support, you make our work possible. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Krista from Michigan, thank you for your support. John from Pennsylvania, thank you. Heidi from California, thank you. Tong from Arizona, thank you for your support. Pamela from California, thank you. Ralph from Tennessee, Amber from California, and Lori from New Mexico, charliekirk.com/support. America Fest, everybody, you got to be there. It's going to be incredible. The speakers we have lined up, the people we have coming, the biggest names in the movement. Greg Gutfeld just got announced. Senator Rand Paul, Senator Ted Cruz, Candace Owens, Burgess Owens, Jesse Waters, Donald Trump Jr., Tucker Carlson. Do I need to say any more? TPUSA.com/AMFEST, December 18, 19, 20, 21, Phoenix, Arizona. Be there, everybody. TPUSA.com/AMFEST. Email us directly, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our show, you could do so, charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Email us your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Lots happening today. Honored to be back with you as always, and make sure you subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider, and in the upper right-hand corner, you can hit subscribe. Last night, Kevin McCarthy, the man who wants to be speaker, broke the record in the House of Representatives for the longest ever speech by the leadership of the other party. It is the famous one-minute rule. Nancy Pelosi spoke for 8 hours to try to defend criminal illegal aliens many years ago, and Kevin McCarthy spoke for 8 hours plus last evening, trying to draw attention and trying to get consensus, build consensus against the Build Back Better Act. So many of you are rather happy people because you don't watch the news every single day, and many of you are cheerful and you have great families and you're figuring things out, and you might not quite understand what's happening in D.C. right now. So there's always been two separate pieces of legislation, three actually if you count the continuing resolution, but that's not pertinent to this discussion. The first was the infrastructure package. The infrastructure package, which 13 Republican senators, actually I think it was 18, right? 13 or 18 Republican senators voted for, to make Pete Buttigieg the most powerful man in Washington, D.C., electric vehicle charging stations, tree equity, all those different things is what Republicans thought was a good time, good use of time to allocate while the country falls apart. The southern border remains wide open. We give $85 billion to the Taliban. China wants to take over Taiwan, and we are naming warships after child predators, USS Harvey Milk. That's what Republicans are focused on. And obviously, we were very frustrated about that as it happened. But there was always another bill, and the other bill makes the infrastructure package look like a great idea. The other bill is the Build Back Better Act. Now, the Build Back Better Act has been the bill that you've probably heard bits and pieces discussed for the last couple of weeks and months. The Build Back Better Act is one of the largest spending bills in American history. The Build Back Better Act is so important to the current Democrat regime that they have decided to make the following bargain. They would rather lose power and get this bill passed. Their poll numbers are historically low. The popularity for Democrats hasn't been this low in 30 or 40 years. Yet the question that is frustrating and confusing and confounding so many normal Americans is, why don't they care? You see, I've had that same question, and we've wrestled with that together here on this program. And then this morning I got up and I asked our team, producer Connor and producer Andrew. Andrew did a great job filling in yesterday. I said, what's actually in this bill? Send me the details. Send me the information. And as I got to actually reading what is in this bill, I have now come to the realization as to why Pelosi and Schumer are comfortable, satisfied, and content with losing power if this bill goes into law. We're going to go piece by piece through this bill. This bill is going to be covered in bits and pieces. But you have to know, you have a right to know, why is it that Democrats value this piece of legislation more than controlling the House of Representatives or the Senate for the next 2 years? Basically, they know that if they pass this bill, it's going to be deeply unpopular. So what exactly is in that bill? Well, first, let's just play some sound to frame the debate. Kevin McCarthy, to his great credit, gave the longest speech in House history yesterday, trying to create the public media drumbeat to try to have people start to actually care that the House of Representatives is about to embark on the most radical, unprecedented public domestic spending agenda in the history of our country. Let's play cut 88, Kevin McCarthy. Nobody elected Joe Biden to be FDR. But AOC said, I did. Cut 88.
It's no secret that this bill is too extreme, too costly, and too liberal. Just a few weeks ago, Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger said, nobody elected Joe Biden to be FDR.
AOC interrupts him and says, I did. That's what colleges create, self-centered individuals who are miserable. It went on last night where House Democrats started heckling Kevin McCarthy and saying, I can't wait, Mr. Speaker, and tells them not to lower their mask or they will get the fine. Play cut 98.
After one-party rule in Washington that changed by executive order, I can wait, Mr. Speaker. They can finish their conversation. You can finish. No, you can finish. Don't lower your mask. You'll get fined. You're going to get fined. I'm just warning you.
Gentlemen will suspend.
Kevin knows he's going to be speaker next year. But the Democrats don't care. You see, the Democrats have made a decision, and it's clearer in my mind than ever before. The Democrats know that it's very hard to hold on to the House and the Senate after a presidential election. It's only happened a couple times. The Senate's different, but the House, the last time a midterm election was not catastrophic for the incumbent party 1 year after was the 2002 election for George W. Bush post 9/11. Almost every midterm election gets increasingly difficult for the incumbent presidential party. Americans like a check on what they're seeing from the White House. Let's play cut 99. This is one provision of what's going to be in the Build Back Better bill, which passed the House, by the way, this morning. Play cut 99.
This bill spends billions of dollars to hire 87,000 IRS agents. You're hiring 87,000 IRS agents, but you're not hiring one new person to protect the border. And what is the job of the IRS agents? They're going after Americans. And what Americans are they going after? Any one of you that spends $28 in one single day.
The borders remain wide open for Nicaraguans and Hondurans, but if you are an American taxpayer, the war is on you. This goes to the theme that we have been building out here on this program, which is the regime, your government, has declared a domestic war on you. So if the Democrats know they're going to lose power and they're okay with it, then it is essential that you know what's in this bill. As I started to read this, and I got to point 35 and 37 in this bill, the details of this bill, I said, I get it now. This bill is so sinister that they believe that if they lose the House but pass the Build Back Better Act, the country is theirs forever. It's just a matter of time. And on this program, we're going to read to you what's actually in this bill. We're going to go point by point. We're going to go detail by detail. And I do want to say, good for the Republicans last night. Zero Republicans voted for this bill last night. And I pray the Senate can hold the line. Help us, Sinema. Help us, Manchin. It's so sad I have to say that. With home equity at an all-time high and interest rates low, refinancing your house could be a great way to get some cash and pay those bills. So look, if you want to refinance your house or do anything with a bank, let's just say timeout. Right? We're going to call a timeout, two-minute warning, right? Hands on the shoulders. We're going to just kind of say, let's take a pause here. Are you using a bank that hates your values? It's a very simple question. Are you using a bank that is at war with your worldview? Well, if you have refinanced recently with a big bank, you have just given a check, a cashier's check, a wire transfer to Nicole Hannah Jones, to Stacey Abrams, to Joe Biden, to Chuck Schumer, to Nancy Pelosi. You see, when you refinance with the big boys, the banks of the wokesters, you might as well give your hard-earned money to the revolutionaries that are burning down our streets. You might as well give it to Planned Parenthood. But if you want to support the good guys, two Christian men that I've got to know very well, they love the Lord, they love the Bible, they are great people. We just hung out in Dallas and we had the best time. We had a great meal together. They're terrific. Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at andrewandtodd.com. They are with Sierra Pacific Mortgage, and I know them and trust with them, and you should work with them too. Just go to andrewandtodd.com and take the 30-second survey to answer a couple questions. But look, maybe you're a calling person. You're like, Charlie, I take enough surveys. Fine. Test me. Call 888-888-1172 and say, I would like to talk to Andrew and Todd. Charlie Kirk sent me. That's 888-888-1172. AndrewandTodd.com. AndrewandTodd.com. No more Goldman Sachs. No more JP Morgan Chase. No more Wells Fargo. No more financing or refinancing with the banks that hate your values. Again, I hate to be this tribal about it. They hate you. Go to people that love you at andrewandtodd.com. They love the Lord. They love the country. Let's support them at andrewandtodd.com. So what is in this bill? This is according to Breitbart.com. They do a wonderful job. House passes Behemoth Build Back Better Act. Funds Biden's banking surveillance apparatus. The bill would spend $500 million to hire new Department of Justice Tax Division surveillance agents to bring civil and criminal cases against Americans, as if we're not raiding enough homes right now. It removes any prohibition regarding Uyghur Muslims in China. Democrats have removed the provision in the previous draft that would have prohibited any funding provided by title on science, space, or technology award, a contract, subcontract, grant, or loan to an entity involved with using the forced labor of Uyghur Muslims. How about tax pork for trial lawyers? This provision modifies current law expensing rules to allow plaintiff's attorneys to deduct out-of-pocket litigation costs in the year they are incurred. How about number six? This is a fun one. The Build Back Better Act would add language creating a tax credit for wages paid to journalists. That's what we need. We need more New York Times reporters. The bill would add $500 million. $500 million. That's the annual operating budget of Pittsburgh every single year, to give you an idea, of the whole city. for schools of medicine, prioritizing funding based on racial demographics and requiring faculty to be hired and students be recruited based on prioritizing racial and demographic characteristics. How about left-wing divisive race baiting? This bill would add back language that continues the race baiting attempts. As Americans is oppressive, claiming all minorities are denied a full opportunity to participate in the American way of life. That's a direct quote out of the bill, that all minorities are denied a full opportunity from participating in American life. There's $2.5 billion for tree equity. It'd be a $2.5 billion slush fund that would send taxpayer dollars to radical environmental groups to plant trees and advance tree equity. The bill asks for hundreds of millions of dollars to promote funding for racism and discrimination training curriculum, funding for healthcare risk training to promote the left's climate agenda, and refers to pregnant women as individuals. Refers to pregnant women as individuals. Tax credits for electric bicycles. This bill would create a tax credit worth up to $900 when someone purchases an electrical bicycle. And the credit wouldn't start to phase out until a family starts to make at least $150,000 a year. The bill also will require HHS to advertise expanded Obamacare tax credits. So it's Obamacare propaganda directly to racial and sexual minorities. Next one, subject small businesses to reckless tax penalties. The bill subjects small businesses with over $600 in transactions to backup tax withholding requirements if they fail to comply with IRS regulations. Next one, make it easier for the IRS to target taxpayers. This bill would make it easier for the IRS to issue penalties against taxpayers by removing the requirement that each penalty assessment be approved by a supervisor. Instead, the bill would be merely require supervisors to provide quarterly reports on whether IRS employees are following the proper guidelines and requirements. Next one, money for gun control. The bill would spend $2.5 billion for community-based violence intervention initiatives, which could be used to deny the individual exercise of the Second Amendment without due process. It continues welfare benefits without work requirements for able-bodied adults. So it will basically pay 10 million people not to work, only prolonging the labor shortage. It subsidizes Green New Deal education in our universities. Democrats include a $10 billion environmental justice higher education credit program to indoctrinate college students and advance Green New Deal policies. It forces faith-based childcare providers. The bill blocks the ability of many faith-based providers from participating in the childcare system and will lead to many of their closures. It hurts small and in-home daycares, requires pre-K staff to have a college degree. Right? Your preschooler must be babysat by someone who went to Wellesley and adequately hates America. It includes no new incentives for illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants would be eligible now for federal student aid and the enhanced child tax credit. You see that? We're going to spy on American citizens and kick down doors of moms and dads. But if you are a cartel member trafficking children across the southern border, you too can get federal student aid at the University of New Mexico. This is just part of it, by the way. I'm only on count 21. As you start to go here, you start to realize and see why the other side is okay with the big bargain. This is the bargain on the left. We will lose power, but we're really going to control everything through this multi-trillion dollar spending package. Understand the game in front of you, everybody. The Democrats think they're going to win even if they lose, if they pass this bill. Look, everyone out there has been asking me, Charlie, how do I get more pillows? Well, that's MyPillow.com. And MyPillow doesn't have their box stores anymore, so we got to help them out. And part of them being canceled, they want to give you the lowest price yet. So you can get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow regularly, $69.98. Now only $19.98 with the promo code. They also have queen size, regularly $79.98, and $24.98 with a promo code. Or king size, usually $89.98, only $29.98 with your promo code. MyPillow is not just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to new beds. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, or call 800-875-0425. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. I sure hope Mitch McConnell's got a trick up his sleeve, because we're going to need it. Whatever Mitch has to be able to kill this bill, we need it, Mr. McConnell, badly. Mitch is all that stands in the way of this going into law. And Manchin and Sinema, we'll get into that. It includes, so we're going through the Build Back Better bill. And for those of you that just are tuning in right now, there is a bargain that has been brokered on the left. They know they're going to lose power, so they might as well pass a spending bill so vast, so dramatic, so wide-reaching that it's going to change the country fundamentally and put them in power long-term. They know how power fluctuates. This bill is the attempted Californication of the country. How can we create a set of circumstances that is the beginning of the gateway to where we want to go? It includes a legislative haul for Biden's vaccine mandate, increases OSHA penalties on businesses that fail to implement the mandate up to $700,000 per violation, gives unions nearly total control. The bill creates a new civil penalty against employers up to $100,000 and subjects directors and officers to penalties that wouldn't apply to union bosses and officials. It coerces businesses to meet union bosses' demands by increasing Fair Labor Standards Act by an astronomical 900%. That's on page 105. It makes unions bigger and more powerful. I'm reading from Breitbart.com, by the way. The bill revives a provision from an earlier version that would subsidize union dues that would only serve to strengthen the influence of union bosses and not American workers. It pushes Democrats' wasteful and confusing school lunch agenda. $250 million, among other things, for procuring culturally appropriate foods. You hear that, everybody? The Build Back Better plan will make sure that school lunches are culturally appropriate. The bill also furthers Democrats' radical pro-abortion agenda by allowing taxpayer money to fund elective abortions, subsidizing plans that cover them, and creating new ways taxpayer money could be spent on pro-abortion facilities. This bill also drives up costs of Americans' utility bills, including a tax on natural gas, eventually up to $1,500 per ton, and could cost the entire economy up to $9 billion and cost 90,000 Americans their jobs. It includes kickbacks on the left's Green Energy Special Interest Network, $3 billion for environmental and climate justice block grants. $3 billion for climate justice block grants. And tens of billions of dollars for more green energy, special interest subsidies, loans, and other carve-outs. Now, I'm only on 28, by the way. Before I go any further, doesn't it make you wish that Republicans, if we knew we were going to lose the House in 2018, that we would have went bigger and bolder than just corporate tax cuts? In some ways, I mean, obviously I'm horrified by this, but I understand the strategy. The strategy is we're going to lose power. We are going to try to change the country the way we want it. Obviously, they're going to try to destroy the country. Where Republicans, when we have power, we make sure that corporations are paying 22%, not 24%. Big change. Gives wealthy Americans tax credits. Hundreds of billions of dollars in green energy tax credits will be given to those who can afford expensive vehicles and other green innovative projects on page 1,434 of the bill. Line item number 29. It furthers the Democrat social justice agenda and includes equity initiatives throughout the bill. And in fact, equity is mentioned 32 times. It grants deportation protection and work permits to illegal immigrants. The bill would grant five-year parole to certain illegal aliens who file for parole, pay a fee, and complete a law enforcement background check. So it's a mass amnesty bill. Such parole would include both travel and work permits. Real ID driver's license would be extended until 2031. That's why they're doing that new ID, by the way. The real ID is going to expand. It's all a plan. You understand that? They're trying to expand the new ID mechanism to allow illegals to have the same ID as you. Kevin McCarthy, in his eight-hour speech last night, Cut 93, said that this bill does nothing to address the border crisis. Of course not, because it's not a crisis. It's a border stimulus to the other side. The other side loves what they're seeing. They love when they see thousands of young women getting sex trafficked across the southern border. The Democrats don't care about that. The Democrats don't care about guns flowing into our country or fentanyl flowing into our country. No, the Democrats smile because they think one day, on their last gasp of living, these soulless septuagenarians that run the U.S. Senate and the current regime, that right before they die, they can smile and America might become Nicaragua. Play cut 93.
From February to October, more people have come across that border illegally than 2018, 2019, and 2020 combined. That's the numbers. Americans are dying at unbelievable levels because of fentanyl. Where do you think that comes from? China through Mexico.
Good for you, Kevin. That's the type of passion that we need. It's true. Standing for 8 hours and talking is not easy, and he deserves credit for that. Cut 91, to reinforce what I said earlier, the Democrats cut out an amendment that would have prohibited funds going to the Chinese Communist Party. Democrats want the Chinese Communist Party to remain powerful. They would rather be allies. This is a very important point. Democrats would rather be allies with the CCP than with Republicans. Play cut 91.
Now, her amendment that would prohibit funds from going to entities tied to the Chinese Communist Party. Come on.
Come on, man. My favorite part of that video is how Madison was like texting and he looked up. He was like, what? Increases the visa limit. The Build Back Better plan would extend chain migration by 226,000 people. It would give visa lotteries to anyone denied due to the pandemic or because of Trump's immigration policies. Another 226,000 people into the country. It grants fast-tracked green cards for those seeking middle-class careers. It's a hidden pipeline for U.S. employers to flood more cheap foreign graduates into millions of middle-class careers needed by American graduates. It increases energy dependence on OPEC. The bill includes mineral and energy withdrawals on federal lands and overturns provisions included in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act and authorized energy production in the Arctic that would result in 130,000 Americans losing their jobs and $440 billion in lost total federal revenue on page 933. Do you see how they're going after everything? Gun control, abortion, minerals, natural gas extraction. The bill would fund the conversion of the U.S. Postal Service and General Services Administration vehicle fleet from internal combustion engines to electrical vehicles. The Build Back Better bill includes billions of dollars in research funding that will likely result in American intellectual property going to China. Play page cut 954. Build Back Better plan punishes red states for failing to adopt Green New Deal provisions, mandates consequences for conservative states that don't meet the radical left's green climate standards, while at the same time adding nearly $4 billion for community climate incentive grants. The Build Back Better plan has a paid work leave entitlement for the unemployed. The new paid leave entitlement would mandate workers get 4 weeks of paid leave in which workers could attest their eligibility, even though they don't need to be employed. They could just self-declare. Yeah, that's what we need. We need more time off in our country right now. It advances a totalitarian and paternalistic view of the federal government, includes grants for organizations to treat individuals suffering from loneliness and social isolation. Social isolation. Further detaches individuals from employment and more reliant on government handouts. The bill spends hundreds of billions of dollars, small rounding error, hundreds of billions of dollars, on welfare through manipulating the tax code, 1,636, page 1,636. On page 1,729, the 1%, they get a tax cut. The bill would increase by more than a sevenfold the cap on which state and local tax deductibility, meaning that the top 1% wealthiest Americans would pay less in taxes. Page 1,717, tax credit for wealthy donors who give money to broken and woke universities. The bill creates a new tax credit program that gives tax credits worth 40% of cash contribution that are made to university research programs. Page 1,117. The bill expands the worst parts of Obamacare. Obamacare's job-killing employer mandate that will become more severe by adjusting the definition of affordable coverage to mean coverage that costs no more than 8% of income. On page 1,731, it increases taxes of Americans on every level. The bill's trillions of dollars in tax increases will be felt mostly by those earning less than $400,000 per year. Obviously the opposite of what Biden promised. On page 1,731, it continues by saying there's a 15% minimum tax on book income is double taxed on investment. This would raise taxes on American companies by hundreds of billions of dollars and killing 25,000 jobs and reducing wages by 0.1%, all in the name of complying with Biden's desire for the international globalist global minimum tax. On page 1,651 of the bill, it penalizes marriage. This bill would double the earned income tax credit penalty on childless worker benefits, punishing people that actually get married and work, but subsidizing single motherhood even further. Makes Lyndon Baines Johnson look like a hiccup. Page 1,883, it imposes crushing taxes on small businesses. Hammers small businesses that file as individual earners with Obamacare's 3.8% tax on net investment income. On page 1,923, it violates, and this is the craziest one, an $80 billion slush fund to hire 87,000 new IRS agents that would be used to carry out the Biden regime's plan to review all of your bank accounts of anything worth more than $10,000 in a year. That includes hiring 5,000 new armed IRS agents. I wonder who they're going to be investigating. Do you think they're going to be investigating Bezos and Zuckerberg? No, no, no. They're going to be investigating you or any conservative that has money. You'll get a knock on your door. On page 2,114, it increases out-of-pocket costs for those who rely on prescription drugs. It would repeal the Trump-era rebate rule, which passes through rebates directly to consumers to the point of sale. And that's just a taste of what's in the bill, everybody. 87,000 new IRS agents, $2 billion for equity, hundreds of billions of dollars to pay people not to work. Do you start to see why Democrats are okay with losing power? If they pass this, this would be the equivalent of 10 years of having political power. 10 years. The House has passed it. Moderate Democrats even voted for it. And now it's on to the Senate. And I'll tell you what the odds of the bill are from there. Thank you for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. We'll see you in Phoenix, Arizona, tpusa.com/AMFEST. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.